Researchers estimate the online food delivery industry in the U.S. will reach about $33 billion in 2024. In 2018, it was about $18 billion. One resident wants to get in on the action to help black business owners. WHYY's Daryl C. Murphy has more.
Restaurants owned by black entrepreneurs can be hard to find in some neighborhoods. This can be a problem for hungry people looking to support them. But 24-year-old David Cabello seems to have found a solution.
Hey, it's Black and Mobile. I want to place an order for a customer.
Cabello owns Black and Mobile, an online food delivery service that works exclusively with black restaurants.
I'm just trying to show our people that we can love each other first and we can do for self.
Black and Mobile operates kind of like Grubhub or Uber Eats.
They go through the website or app, they place their order, and then we'll call the restaurant, make sure they got the order, and then we'll send a driver to pick it up and drop it off.
The name was Aisha, A-I-S-H-A.
Okay.
All right.
How you doing?
Hi, how are you?
All right.
Aisha Ware of Germantown says she uses Black and Mobile about once or twice a week.
It's convenient. I like them because they're on time, they're courteous, and I just altogether like it because they go to the soul food places, and I like soul food.
Cabello got the idea for Black and Mobile while he delivered food for other companies. He figured if he could make money delivering for other services, he could probably make more if he had his own. He researched the industry and found no black operations.
At that point, I knew I had a $1 million business. I felt all the goosebumps. I felt everything at that one moment. I knew I had a business.
Shantae Miner is a manager at a King's Cafe, a partner restaurant in West Oak Lane. She praised the service for highlighting black businesses like her employer.
And I think that's real beautiful. And we get a lot of exposure through them. And we also help them with a lot of exposure.
Cabello runs Black and Mobile with his twin brother, Aaron. They launched in February 2019 doing deliveries themselves, and now Black and Mobile has 15 drivers and is looking for more. They're also expanding to Detroit, where almost 80% of the population is black. He says he is open to working with non-black businesses.
I would be a fool not to take everyone's money.
But he wants to take care of his own community first.
Right now, I just need to stay on my mission and stay on my lane.
Daryl C. Murphy, WHYY News.